James Patterson had already made his mark in advertising. He's the creative genius behind I'm a Toys R Us Kid when he began waking up at 5 a.m. to chase a secret dream. He wanted to write thrillers. His first novel bombed with critics, but Patterson kept going, quietly building a second identity while keeping his day job. Today, he's sold over 400 million books worldwide. His story isn't about quitting everything to follow your passion. It's about something more subtle and powerful. It's about recognizing that transformation doesn't happen in one dramatic leap. It unfolds through small, persistent steps taken over years, often while you're still doing something else entirely. The pandemic thrust millions into this uncomfortable space between who they were and who they might become. Suddenly, reinvention wasn't optional. It was survival. And what emerged was a pattern, a roadmap that successful transformers have been following all along. Successful reinventions follow a consistent path: search, struggle, stop, solution. First comes searching, gathering information, exploring possibilities. Then the struggle, that messy middle where nothing makes sense and you question everything. Self-help books skip this part, yet it's where real work happens. Next, you must stop. Not quit, but cease frantic pushing and let your unconscious mind work. Only then does the solution emerge as sudden clarity. Chris Donovan, a telephone repairman, secretly sketched women's shoes for 25 years. After a prostate cancer diagnosis at 50, he realized life was too short for secret dreams. At 54, he became the oldest student at Florence's prestigious fashion school, launching his own footwear line. His designs incorporate industrial parts from his telephone repair days, honoring his past rather than erasing it. Your next chapter is already being written in the margins of your current life. Will Brown graduated from Harvard, worked at J.P. Morgan, then bought a weekend property, an old dairy farm in Connecticut. He started helping a neighboring farmer with beef cows, absorbing farming knowledge during weekends. When the elderly owner passed away, Will and his wife Barbara purchased 16 cows. Rather than abruptly leaving banking, Will transitioned to consulting for greater flexibility, and Barbara eventually joined farming full-time. His economist's mindset proved valuable. Farm management demanded similar analytical abilities, but offered satisfaction of overseeing an entire enterprise. Will's success exemplifies moving before you move, taking incremental steps that build practical skills and emotional readiness while maintaining financial stability. Nearly half of CEOs make major spending decisions based on gut feeling. This isn't reckless. Intuition is pattern recognition built on deep expertise. Management expert Shabnam Musavi notes, deliberate ignorance of information has led to successful outcomes. Life is too complex to analyze every variable. Clea Shearer and Joanna Teplin launched The Home Edit after just 4 hours together, purely on instinct. Within 5 years, they had celebrity clients and millions of Instagram followers. Chess masters instantly spot the right move because they've internalized 50,000 patterns. A fire commander once evacuated his crew seconds before a floor collapsed, not through analysis, but because something felt wrong. His expertise recognized the abnormal pattern before his conscious mind understood why. The catch? Gut feelings without expertise are disastrous. Jeffrey Katzenberg raised $1.75 billion for Quibi based on reputation alone. It collapsed within 6 months. Intuition unsupported by relevant experience is just wishful thinking. Neuroscientists John Kounios and Mark Beeman watch insights happen in real time using brain scans. When people solve problems through sudden insight, a burst of activity fires in the right temporal lobe. Just before the breakthrough, visual processing temporarily shuts down, blocking distractions. Three conditions create breakthroughs. Distraction lets your subconscious connect unrelated ideas. Relaxation removes mental guardrails, and positive mood expands thinking. Solutions from aha moments were 94% accurate versus just 78% for analytical solutions. Kay Wilson survived a machete attack near Jerusalem that killed her friend and left her with 13 stab wounds. After years of flashbacks and isolation, she channeled her experience into helping Palestinian children through the Yellow Brick Road Project, returning to painting and piano. Behind all this darkness and the messy society we live in, there is a lot of beauty there. We just have to look for it. Trauma has been documented since ancient Mesopotamian tablets called Soldier's Heart, Shell Shock, then PTSD in 1980. But researchers Richard Tedeschi and Lawrence Calhoun discovered something unexpected. Many survivors reported positive life changes. They didn't merely bounce back, they bounced forward. Studies show nearly half experience growth in five domains: life appreciation, improved relationships, spiritual changes, personal strength, and new possibilities. Post-traumatic growth requires developing a new narrative connecting past, present, and future. The key ingredient is often an expert companion, someone who helps make sense of the new reality and illuminates possible paths. The darkest moments can become doorways, not because suffering is noble, but because survival demands transformation. Working mothers face pervasive discrimination despite delivering 25% higher financial returns when they lead. Women hold just 8.8% of Fortune 500 CEO positions despite earning 57% of college degrees. Yet these barriers forge masters of reinvention. Unlike men's linear careers, women's paths follow a distinctive pattern: idealistic beginnings, mid-career struggles, then creative reinvention. When facing setbacks, women maintain stronger identities beyond work and benefit from more robust support networks. Catherine Finney transformed from Yale epidemiologist to TV personality to one of America's most influential Black technology investors. Her venture, Genius Guild, backed by $20 million, supports Black founders in the overwhelmingly white, male-dominated tech sector. Despite venture capitalists explicitly telling her they don't do Black women, Finney persisted through multiple strategic pivots, leveraging each rejection to build her next opportunity. Rizwana Bashir overcame her conservative Pakistani immigrant background to attend Oxford, become the second female president of the Oxford Union in 190 years, and work at Goldman Sachs. Yet elite finance left her unsatisfied. Spending 20 hours planning a birthday trip to Istanbul sparked her vision for Peak, an online marketplace for curated travel experiences. Her diverse experiences, straddling Eastern and Western cultures, deep hotel industry knowledge, passion for authentic travel, uniquely positioned her to identify this market gap that insiders missed. Our culture worships constant work, yet research proves this undermines creativity. Consecutive Zoom meetings crush creativity by 96%. Most breakthroughs emerge during showers, walks, or sleep through incubation, our unconscious mind working in diffuse mode thinking. Despite evidence, Americans leave one-third of vacation days unused, with 55% feeling guilty about time off. Yet 20% of writers' and physicists' best ideas came during non-work activities. Walking increases creativity by 60%. Time in nature boosts problem-solving by 50%. Harvard found students who napped for 90 minutes performed far better navigating complex mazes, with dreamers about the maze performing 10 times better. Churchill took daily 2-hour naps through WW2. Stephen King works just 4 focused hours daily. The seeds of your future are already present. During the search phase, try on possible selves like Patterson did as a novelist while working in advertising. During struggle, create a CV of failure to assess whether to persist or redirect. Find an expert companion for outside perspective. Reach out to weak ties, casual acquaintances who provide more novel opportunities than close connections. Your transformation isn't about becoming someone entirely new. It's about becoming more fully who you've always been.